AM 1220, 95.9 FM, The Tornado. Good morning. We continue with Midweek Focus, and my next guest today is Kasha McGill. She is with the Oaks Area Chamber of Commerce. Kasha, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on the air today.
Oh, absolutely. So so before we dive into the Relay for Life telethon that's going on right now as we speak, we've also got the before we get to that, let's talk about some things that are also going on this week. Let's first start off with the school supply drive that's wrapping up this week.
Yes. Edward Jones is sponsoring a school supply drive, and that will end on Friday. And you have options to put your donations in different businesses here. You can drop them off at the Edward Jones office, Dollar General, Oaks Family Pharmacy, and Prescott's Hardware. And again, that ends on Friday. So if you've been thinking about donating and or want to get in contact with Edward Jones and find out exactly what they need, as I said, Friday, August 20th, will be your last day to do that. So don't forget.
All right. And then coming up here tomorrow, we've got that Lunch and Learn happening here in Oaks.
Yes, we do. We have the North Dakota Women's Business Center and Growing Small Towns are coming together to bring you a free Lunch and Learn for business owners. And if you would like more information, you can definitely call my office here at 742-3508. Or get a hold of Rebecca Undum at 701-799-1115.
All right. And then happening on, on Thursday also, we've got Farmers Market Day.
Yes. As always, we have the Farmers Market here in Oaks from 4 to 7 at Hockenberry Park. And, you know, who doesn't love a really good BLT? And in order to have that, you've got to have really good tomatoes. So if you're craving one of those, it is the season, I would head out to Hockenberry Park. They've got some great vegetables and some homemade products out there. It's just a nice little area right as you come into town. So if, like I said, looking for some of those homemade items, please head on out to the farmer's market from 4 to 7.
Absolutely. And so, going on right now, as we speak, we have that Relay for Life telethon going on right now on the Tornado. And of course, you can donate now by calling 742-2187. But we've got the whole Relay for Life, the whole event going on, right?
Yes, we do. And as we said, it is going on right now. And you can, of course, listen live as you are, you know, those of you that are hearing us speak now. So, you know, definitely get involved with that. It is a great organization and a great way to donate. So happy that they are doing the telethon again.
Absolutely. So with that said, kind of back on the topic of food, we've got Taco in a Bag for the Historical Society fundraiser.
Yes, the Dickey County Historical Society will have their Taco in a Bag today. And that is a fundraiser for them, just the month of August. So, you know, you're getting down there. You got a couple weeks left here before they won't do that again. So it's from 11 to 1, and it is right in front of the historical building museum here on Main Street. And as they said, it's from 11 to 1 or until it's gone. So you may not want to wait till the end. You know, take your lunch break and come on down. It's a great organization to donate to and get your lunch.
Absolutely. And then also on the topic of food, we've got the food bank coming to town.
Yes, the Great Plains Food Bank is coming to Oaks Friday, August 20th. They will be here from 1 to 2 p.m., and their location will be behind the Travel Inn Hotel, which is basically 401 Main Avenue. And if anyone has any questions or needs more information, you can contact the Great Plains Food Bank at 701-390-2513.
All right. And then coming up here on Monday, we've got Night at the Park for first responders.
Yes. The City of Oaks first responders are having a night in the park, and that is Monday, August 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. And they have some food, they've got some great games for the kids, and just a fun evening for everyone to get together. And, you know, their way of giving back to the community and kids to find out what, you know, who's on the fire department? What do they do? The police and our ambulance services. So thank you for our first responders, and they are just giving back to the community here for a night in the park, and that is Monday, the 23rd, from 5 to 8.
All right. And then last but not least, you know, we've got school starting for a lot of people today. I believe Lemoore started school, and so we've got school starting here within the next week or two, and so people can take advantage of some of these back-to-school specials.
Yes, we still, you know, yes, some schools have started. Oaks has not quite yet, but maybe you have some of those last-minute items that you need, and please check out our chamber businesses here in Oaks. They have some great back-to-school specials, and as always, when you shop local, that brings it back to our community, and we're just happy to have those businesses in town, so please support them as you are shopping for those back-to-school supplies.
Absolutely. All right. And Kasha, for people who want to stay up to date with what's going on at the Chamber, how can they do so?
Yes, they can follow us on Facebook, which is Oaks Area Chamber of Commerce. We have a website, oakschamber.com. They can also call me here at the office at 701-742-3508. And I am here Tuesday and Wednesday, 9 to 5, Thursday, 9 to 1.
All right. Sounds great. Kasha McGill with the Oaks Chamber of Commerce. Kasha, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, and have a great week.
Thanks, you too. Again, Kasha McGill for Midweek Focus on the Tornado.